It's Soapbox Derby Day in Dayton, Ohio. Thousands line Dayton streets to see the Mammoth Street Parade, which opens the two-day meet. Boy drivers from over 34 different cities joined with 400 Dayton boys in their home-built cars to thrill the holiday crowd.
The first All-American Soapbox Derby took place on this date in 1934 in Dayton, Ohio. The event was later moved to Akron, where the World Championship Finals have been organized each July at Derby Downs. Cars competing in this contest and related events are unpowered, relying completely on gravity to move. The Soapbox Derby has also been called the greatest amateur racing event in the world and the Gravity Grand Prix. It was christened Soapbox Derby in 1933 when a Dayton Daily News photographer named Myron Scott encountered three boys racing homemade engineless cars down an inclined brick street. Scott was inspired to host a coasting race the following week and award a prize to the winner. 19 boys showed up to compete. Scott then decided to expand the event, and his boss allowed him to promote the race. 362 children showed up to participate in the August 19, 1933 event. The police and Daily News estimated there were 40,000 onlookers at the race. Today, the All-American Derby Youth Program is administered by International Soapbox Derby Incorporated, an Akron-based nonprofit corporation. According to the event's website, the goals of the Soapbox Derby program have not changed since it began. The goals are to teach children some of the basic skills of workmanship, the spirit of competition, and the perseverance to continue a project once it has begun.
Wild cheers from the crowd. Spills, skids, and thrills galore bring the spectators to their feet many times during the course of the opening day. The boys say it's tough when there's no gas to feed their cars, so they do some funny gymnastics inviting speed. Look out, he's rubbing the curb. Now he's okay. Nope, he's at it again. In again, out again, Flanagan.
Author, lecturer, and ESP enthusiast Harold Morrow Sherman passed away on this date in 1987. 12 years earlier, Sherman established ESP Research Associates with his partner Al Pollard in Little Rock. After exploring such phenomena as psychic surgery in the Philippines, the foundation hosted its first workshop in Little Rock, which was called Fellowship Workshop in Mind-to-Mind Communication. Sherman's latter years were spent at Ark Haven, his adopted Arkansas home in Stone County, preparing and distributing taped self-development courses and answering mail. The comedy Amos and Andy made its network radio debut on NBC on this day in 1929. Amos and Andy is a sitcom based on stock sketch comedy characters set in an African-American community. Amos and Andy began as one of the first radio comedy series written and voiced by Freeman Gosden and Charles Carell and originating from station WMAQ in Chicago. The show ran as a nightly radio serial from 1928 until 1943. As a weekly situation comedy from 1943 until 1955, and as a nightly disc jockey program from 1954 until 1960. A television adaptation ran on CBS from 1951 until 1953, and continued in syndicated reruns from 1954 until 1966. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.